Today I'm on the very border between Coalpit Heath and Frampton with Nigel Stevens. In fact, we may be in opposite places because we're sat kind of at an angle across the boundary.
That's right.
It's lovely to be here, Nigel, and it's lovely and sunny. The most important thing you need to know about Nigel is that he thought up the "what is your favourite thing beginning with T" question, which has been one of the most insightful questions in the whole project. So I'm very grateful for that. So Nigel, I was thinking about this on the way over. Where and when did we first meet?
I can't remember where or when we first met, but I can remember, I know why we first met, because your husband and my wife work together.
They do.
And the company which they joined, they both joined it within a month or two of one another and worked together and have worked quite closely together since then. And I'm not sure how long they've worked together, but I don't think we had our eldest kids when they first started working together. So it's 17 plus years.
I think it was January 99 that Ian started.
So just before we moved into this house.
Do you ever drink tea?
I used to love a cup of tea, as you know, because we've shared tea together.
I was going to say, we've had many cups of tea together over the years.
In many places. But I'm a migraine sufferer, and I feel like I've travelled the world looking for cures and ways of stopping it. Diet, tablets, drugs, fitness regimes, many things. And one of the things that I've been told by the doctor was to quit caffeine. And of course, there's caffeine in tea. So currently, I don't have caffeine in my life, thus I don't have tea.
Are you not even allowed decaffeinated tea? Has it got too much caffeine in it still?
If I can't have the real stuff, I don't want any. I don't have anything. So, but my son is an avid tea drinker, and you've seen his collection of teas.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying.
I am.
Part of George's collection.
Thank you, George. I've got a lovely chai tea bag. It's really good. Yes, I never had him down as a tea drinker, but yeah, I think I probably did know that if I thought about it.
Hidden depths.
I think he's had tea at our house before now, and I've gone, oh yes. And then when you reminded me today, what used to be your favourite cup of tea, apart from any tea? This is probably torture, isn't it? Could be a time, not necessarily a type.
You're drinking from my favourite mug.
Scooby-Doo!
I like a nice big mug that you can get both hands around.
It's very good.
And you can just sink into. And I do like to dunk a digestive, not chocolate, because chocolate brings on migraines in me. And that Scooby-Doo mug is good. Now, you're looking at the front of it. You've got to look at the back as well.
Ah, it's Scrappy-Doo!
It's got Scrappy on the back. And we bought that mug on a trip to London to the Warner Brothers store, when going to London was quite a treat for us. And it's not a treat anymore for Karen.
No.
So we... That's the wife. So we, I've had that mug for years.
We could have shared this, of course, because I can have tea, but I can't have the digestive. So maybe you should have had the digestive and I could have had the tea.
Yeah. I try not to keep biscuits in the house. Too much temptation.
So the big question, and you have been listening to some of the podcasts. So how do you respond to the statement, Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I do believe that it's sleeping. Now, personally, there's definitely something out there. It's like Christianity's not got its public relations right to me. I don't think it's got its advertising right, personally. And there's lots of questions that I have. And, you know, why do bad things happen? If we've got a God who loves and cares about us. Mm. So, okay, why did the vicar that married me and Karen, who was a lovely guy, why did he die?
Mm.
Young. And he did it in his spare time, being a vicar. Why did he die young? Why do all the terrible things happen?
Mm.
Can't get my head around it.
That is one of the biggest questions. I mean, there's books and books written on why does a good God allow suffering?
But I haven't got time to read those books.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a poster saying, or have a quick answer that I can understand, because the world is such a busy place. You know, you and I had trouble squeezing each other in, didn't we? And we're the best of buddies, aren't we?
Mm.
But we still don't see each other very often.
No. Definitely not enough.
No, not enough. You know, there's lots of questions that need answering for me. And I'm sure I'm not the only person.
Mm.
I think about things, and there's lots of sad things that I've experienced, and I can't get my head around why.
Mm. I think simplicity, some of the things is that there aren't simple answers for some of these questions, but actually being able to explain that more clearly to people might be better than people thinking, well, they do have an answer and they're not telling me, or the words are too confusing and stuff.
And I don't think in the modern world people are so prepared to blindly follow.
Mm. Why don't we go to the teenagers next?
Oh.
What are teenagers. The best and worst things for you about being the parent of teenagers?
Well.
And I should explain that our children are almost exactly the same age, aren't they?
They are.
But we've got two girls and you've got a girl and a boy.
I have. And don't they get on well when they see each other? And they only see each other once or twice a year. It's like they're grown up together and they're comfortable, aren't they?
I think they're friends on Instagram.
Quite possibly.
I haven't got everybody's Instagram automatically shadowed onto my phone or anything, but I think they are.
I don't go on Instagram. No. Twitter's more my thing.
Mm.
So, what's the best and the worst things? Well, teenage hormones are the worst thing, I think. I'm not sure if there are more hormones now than there were when I was younger. I can't remember being, oh, we're being visited by a greyhound.
Yeah.
If anyone hears heavy breathing.
Yeah, it's the greyhound.
It's the greyhound. Teenage hormones. I would say that's possibly the worst thing. I think they've got a lot more to put up with now than we had. You know, social media, they've got a lot more information, thus they've got a lot more, so say, help. But I think it makes the world a much trickier place than we had growing up. Everything seemed simpler when I was younger.
Someone, I think it might have been Lana, was saying how if you'd been struggling at school when you were our age, or when, and she's a bit younger than us, but pre-social media, you could go home and home was a safe place.
Yes.
Whereas now, with people being in touch all the time, the pressure, if you're having a tricky time at school, the pressure continues.
Yeah. I'm really proud of George in so much that he's 14 now and he's still not on Facebook. And I know the age limit for Facebook is 13, so he shouldn't have been on it for more than a year now. But kids go on it before that. He's not interested in being on Facebook. And I think, good on you, George. Mm. I know he's on other things, but I think, well done for not bowing to peer pressure. Doesn't mean he's not on his phone. Yeah, they are good. They come home from school and they look after themselves for an hour or two before we get home from work, because we both work, as do you and your husband. Different times, really. When I was younger, there were times when Mum and Dad were both working, so I did look after my younger brother and sister at times. But yeah, they are self-sufficient and so on. But you know, there are good times with them. When it's nice when you've got, say, one of them to yourself, and you forget about everything. And quite often it's in the car and you've got some music on and you're going somewhere. You know, I travel around with Katie a lot. Well, I have done in the past, to her sports competitions and so on. And we've had some lovely memories doing that. Not so much with George. He's not a sporty kind of kid, but we had a nice time on the way back from getting his phone today. You know, we're listening to some music, trying to decide which Krispy Kreme donut we were going to eat when we got back. Happy days.
Hard decisions.
Oh, I know.
Now, I don't know exactly which... I think you're from Bristol properly, is that right?
I was born 10 minutes from here.
Yeah, so would you count yourself as Bristolian or not?
I would. But Bristol's a big old place. But I read that question because you're going to say, "What's the best thing about living in Bristol?"
Well, I've put in what's the best. I've put down in good Somerset. I have put down what's the best thing about being from Bristol.
So yeah, anyone asks me where you're from, I'm from Bristol. Mm-hmm. And I can come across all Bristolian if he likes. Normally it needs me to be down the pub with my mates. But so yeah, I am from Bristol, born and bred. But I've always lived on the outskirts, because we're in South Gloucestershire at the moment. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, there was no Mallet Cribbs Causeway. There was no... You've heard of Bradley Stoke, I'm sure.
Yes.
The huge housing area now. Heavy breather coming past again.
Yes, hot greyhound going past.
And, you know, I've seen Bristol grow incredibly, and the outskirts. Down the bottom of our garden, you see all those houses. Mm. That was a pub when we moved here. But... yeah, it's all very, very different from when I was young. When I was young, you want to go to the shops, you go into Bristol. You want to do anything, you'd go into Bristol. The best thing about living, being from Bristol, I love going to see live music. Mm-hmm. And there's one particular place in Bristol that I love above all of them. Live music venues in Bristol and all over the country are coming under attack from developers. Now, there's been several in Bristol have recently received planning applications for buildings near to them where developers want to develop flats, etc., etc. And the plans come in, they say we're going to build X number of flats here, they will be soundproofed, blah 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 blah, it won't affect the live music venue, and everybody knows that as soon as people move in there, it takes just one person to complain and the music venue gets closed down. You get somewhere called the Fleece and Firkin. I'm sure you've heard of the Fleece and Firkin. I think it's well known all over the country. There's an old office building opposite. They're developing flats there. There's going to be loads of flats there. It's going to take one person to complain because they want to open their window in the summer, and the Fleece is going to get closed down. The Fleece is a listed building. It's not right. You get people queuing around the block to go and see bands there. My favourite thing about living near Bristol, there's a place called the Thekla. It's an old boat that is docked in the docks. It's the best music venue in Bristol. Going to see bands on an old boat. You go in, you go down into the depths of the boat. It fits about, I think it's about 350 people. Stage at one end, everybody stands there, watches the band. The music crashes onto the side of the boat, the metal on the side of the boat. Couldn't get a better night. It's my happy place, the Thekla.
You must have amazing acoustics.
Not if you stood too close to the wall, because it bounces off and into your ears. But I've seen some great bands there. And, you know, you just transports you to another place. So
now we move on to the famous question that you devised for me last year, and you said you have to ask people this question, Dalit. It'll be a really good question. Mm-hmm. And it has proved so. What is your favourite thing beginning with T?
Taekwondo. Taekwondo, the Korean martial art, which I believe translates to the way of the hand and the foot. And I'm talking about the Taekwondo that I used to practice, which is not the one that many of you will have seen in the Olympics, which the young Jade Jones so have a greyhound now huffing into the microphone. It's not the form of Taekwondo which you see Jade Jones doing in the Olympics, because she doesn't punch like we punch. There is punching to the head as well as to the body. I adore TAGB Taekwondo, which is also known as ITF Taekwondo. Did it for several years. I got into it through my daughter. Katie did ballet until she was about six, and then she fell over in the school playground, broke her collarbone, and never went back to ballet. It was really random leg flinging that she did at ballet. And we said, what do you want to do? And she said, oh, I was watching the Olympics the other day and this man was doing something called Taekwondo and he attacked the referee. I'd like to do that. And we said, well, you shouldn't be attacking referees. She said, oh, I know that. And we said, well, you've got a choice. You can either do WTF, where they just kick, or ITF, where they punch and kick. She said, I want to punch people as well. So we took her along and she's done it ever since. And I sat watching her for 6 months. And the instructor used to say, any of you mums want to join in? I'll give you 3 months, free lessons. And me and this chap, who is my best friend now, said, what about us dads? And eventually the instructor said, well, you two can have free lessons for 3 months. So we both started, and me and my friend Jose did, we started, and we did it until Jose broke his leg in the lesson and ended up with a pulmonary embolism and nearly died, but I never went back. And I carried on until I got rather ill and had a pulmonary embolism and nearly died. But not to do with the taekwondo. Competed all over the country. I had the joy of watching my daughter compete all over the country. Seen her medal in competitions, including world championships. Fought in a couple of world championships myself. Had the bejesus, sorry, shouldn't be saying that to a vicar, beaten out of me in a world championship by a Polish world champion. That was a wonderful day. Would never miss it. Would never have missed it. Yeah, I've trained plenty of people. We've had lots of shy little kids turned up who were being bullied at school. We've given them the confidence to not fight back, but stand up and stop bullies. It's not about fighting back, it's about having the confidence to stand up for yourself and say no. You gain the discipline and the confidence to look after yourself, and it helps the way it helps your poise and your balance and your core and just your whole motivation in life. I've met people in my everyday life and they've said, "You're a martial artist." And I say, "How do you know that?" The way you hold yourself. And you can see the kids you train in their school uniforms now, and you think, that kid does martial arts, because the way they stand up and the way they don't slouch and the way they speak to people. They call you by your name. They call you Mr. Stevens, or they call you Mr. And they're polite and they work hard, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
Thank you ever so much for finding time to let me have a cup of tea in your Scooby-Doo mug, Nigel.
You're welcome.
It's been lovely to see you.